guess we've known each other for how long?
Like 6 years.
And we've just kept in contact. And I, even though I couldn't take Angie on as a student, also knowing that life is long, there are other opportunities and other ways of learning. So we just kept in contact, and when this opportunity came up, Angie was the first person I thought of, which is why I said, call me back, because you're on a list. Okay, if you don't want it, somebody else will.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next up.
But you were the first.
It was just funny because I just, the timing is so bizarre. 6 years prior, Lindy had so encouraged me to tap into almost my, find my own mode of infinity that I could feed my art practice off. And I went off and did that, and somehow it became the golden thread to come back and use the psych devotion that I'd found back with Lindy. And we've been having conversations around how scarily cosmically aligned everything feels, kind of freaky, and also just all of our similar tendencies and dress sense and, you know, dislikes and people. So it, yeah, it just has been so precious. But in terms of this particular project, I guess we learnt about it in November when the opportunity came up with Pascal and with Diversity Arts. Yeah.
You've wormed your way into my life.
I
and
did.
Now apparently you're staying.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I'm a weasel. I feel is maybe luck that I found Lindy's work. We have so many similar themes and parallels we work with. Lindy is a Zen Buddhist. I'm third generation Taoist. We obviously come from different countries. The term country will be a bit controversial there. But I think finding someone who you're deeply inspired by and connecting with them gives you so much fuel to not just give a heck about the noise, because the noise can be so deafening. The noise comes up every day, and Lindy's like, all right, you got any better shit to talk about? Like, you know? What else you got? Like,
you need to stop with the profanity.
Anyway. Oh, fuck off. Well, half of the job is actually finding a way to quiet the noise. Because that noise is trying to tell you not to do, or, you know, it's telling you fear.
Mm.
And in fact, what you have to be is authentic. And I think that's what I've been trying to show Angie. It's just, it doesn't matter. You just have to be true to what is it in the world that allows you to authenticate yourself, to be true. As I said to Angie, as she was having a little bit of a panic attack at the beginning, is if Angie is tearing up, if you're crying, it doesn't matter. It's a wonderful thing, because it gives permission to everybody else in the room to feel their own vulnerability. That's what moves people. Not, you know, some bombastic, I've got these big ideas and I've got this great plan, but this pure and open heart that is ready to engage with the world. And if you can demonstrate that, that shows people in the most profound way what it is to be human.